Tim, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Tell us exactly what Michigan Citizens United is, how long you've been in existence, how many members you have.
There's about 30 members in our group. We've been in existence since early March. This is a grassroots effort to recall Rick Snyder. We don't like his EFM law. We don't like his raising the taxes on the middle and poor people and while giving the big corporations a tax break. We don't like him removing the Michigan film incentives. And he's keeps talking about Michigan needs to get better school systems, but he wants to lower the funding to the schools.
Well, with everything he's doing, he's got a $2 billion deficit where he's trying to balance. And according to his administration, this is the way to do it with all these cuts and to help businesses become more prosperous so they can hire more people. But you don't agree with that?
Not the way he's doing it. He's also removing our democracy with this EFM law by he can remove a mayor and city board members and remove contracts that are already in existence. I know that law has been around for 20 years, but he's the one that's actually putting it into motion.
Well, without recalling him, did you think there was another way to get your message to the governor that perhaps he should try other avenues to accomplish his goals?
I don't believe he would listen to any of us.
All right, so we have a recall, Rick. As a matter of fact, I have pulled up Reclaim Michigan, recall Rick Snyder. So what's your plan? What have you implemented so far, and what do you hope to do?
We delivered a petition last week to the Washtenaw Board of Elections office. Actually, tomorrow morning it goes in front of the board for the language clarity hearing. We plan to have people down there. And then after that's all approved, we're going to start passing the petition out. We're going to get them printed up and have them passed out.
How many signatures do you need to get the recall on the ballot?
We need approximately 806,000 registered voters' signatures. So we're shooting for over a million because some of those will be thrown out.
How are you going to get to that million?
Well, we've got unions across the state. We've got people across the state that are willing to volunteer to help pass it out. And we're going to hold events to have signing parties, I guess you could say.
What's the goal? When do you hope to have these signatures?
Within 90 days of as soon as we can start filing it or getting signatures, within 90 days.
And
we plan to be on the November ballot.
Okay, that was my next question. Are you being supported financially by unions?
Not financially. We're getting a lot of volunteers. We're not really getting a lot of financial support at this moment. But we would like, if you go to our website, there is a donations page.
Well, how are you getting your funding? You're going to need some cash to get this done.
Well, we've actually had a meeting last night, and we've got a couple people that are willing to donate money. They run businesses throughout the state, and any profits they make off of this recall effort, they are going to donate to the cause.
Tim, I always like to ask folks who oppose the governor, what would they do differently in order to balance this budget and to try and help the state?
I'm not an economist. I can't answer that. I just don't agree with the way he's doing it.
And as we get into the early portions of the spring, do you think that you'll get more support?
Oh, yeah. We're getting a lot of support. It seems like it's just starting to steamroll.
Are you getting any support from the Democratic Party?
We're getting support from people in the Democratic Party that are members of the Democratic Party and some of the Democratic organizations.
All right. And finally, Tim, before we let you go, is there anything that the governor and his administration could do to get you to change your mind about the recall?
At this point, I think it's too late.
All right. And for folks who want more information about Michigan Citizens United and how to help you in your efforts to recall Governor Rick Snyder, where do they go?
www.firerickssnyder.org. Make sure you put .org at the end.
All right, Tim. We'll stay in touch with you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.